Hi, this is Michael Kinney, Corporate Chaplain for the ES Community. We'll be talking about building and maintaining family relationships on this edition of the You Don't Have to Stand Alone podcast. And we're coming your way next.
Welcome back to the You Don't Have to Stand Alone podcast, a podcast for the ES Community featuring Michael Kinney, the corporate chaplain for the ES community. Hello again, everybody. It's Greg Thompson from Podwheels, and I have the pleasure of once again riding shotgun alongside Michael as we talk about issues impacting you both inside and outside the truck as we make our journey through life. And Michael, it's great to be back with you here on the podcast. How you been lately?
I've been good. We're heating up here in Memphis. It's getting a little hotter, but that's okay. I mean, we can make it.
Well, as our listeners heard in the opening, we're going to be talking about family relationships. And when we talk about family relationships, summertime is a time when families go on vacation, even those in the transportation industry. And it's time for folks to get together, but it's also a time when we are a little scattered. So we're going to talk a little bit about family relationships today.
Yeah, they're hard enough during the school year when everybody's staying in place. But yeah, when you're moving around for the summer, it can be a little more crazy and more challenging to stay in touch.
And Michael, as you know, and as we've talked about here on the podcast before, one of the unique things about trucking is the fact that we are away from our families for a long period of time, and that can cause some stress in relationships.
You know, it's not easy when you're living together in the same house and coming home to your own bed every night, but then you add to that being in a different state or being on the road sometimes for weeks at a time. Yeah, there's no doubt.
As you know, and as our listeners know, all families have different dynamics. There are different personalities, the jobs, as we just talked about. If you're on the road, if you have somebody at home, there's just different dynamics, different influences that take our families in different directions. And one of the bigger questions that we have in front of us that we're going to talk about is the direction of your family. Essentially, what would you like to see happen in your family relationships? Can you talk about that a little bit?
We really do as adults, whether we're the parents of our kids, their kids, adopted kids, whatever the case may be, whatever the relationship is, technically, specifically, it's going to be a challenge, and we got to step into it with some intentionality. We've got to decide where we want to go. And if we want to go somewhere new, we're going to have to make some new decisions, take some new steps in new directions. We can't just keep doing the same old thing and expect somehow things to work out in a new direction here or something. You got to realize, too, that this isn't easy for anybody. Family relationships, it's difficult. In fact, like children in general, across all demographics and all across the United States, children all the way up through 18 years old are saying that they're struggling with sadness. They're struggling with feelings of hopelessness, self-harm. I mean, there's just tough things that the children are dealing with. I think it's because of all the stuff society has been through. I guess just the first thing is to ask yourself, what do I want to see happen for my family? And is there a new direction? Or is there a way I can be more intentional or step up my effort? We talk about return on investment and just the law of reciprocity. What we give is what we're going to receive. I mean, as you give, it will be given back to you. And if you invest a dollar into your family relationships, you're going to get about a dollar's worth of profit, which won't be much. But if you put some effort and some energy and whatever that looks like for you, you've got to make that decision. The more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. Sometimes we don't think that way about our families. We just tend to take it for granted. That happens to all of us. But we got to know that it's not easy for anybody. Nobody's a pro at this. Yeah, we're going to feel like we're failing sometimes, but get up and keep moving forward. We got to.
Michael, you hit it on the head. It's what you put into it is what you get out of it. One of the challenges if you're on the road is that you are away, but in this day and age, we have ways through Zoom, as you and I are talking right here. Zoom is available to drivers. You have FaceTime through your iPhone. I know that Android phones also have that. So you're able to see each other each day, which is huge. For young kids, they can see where mom or dad works if that's inside the cab of the truck. At the same time, we live in a time where we are exposed to social media. There's peer pressure. Folks can get smartphones at a younger age. So there's a whole world with the internet which parents have to control. Parents have to work on access. They have to work on giving context, giving guidance. There's so much more that you have to do these days than when you and I were a kid and they would just send us outside and say, hey, come in for dinner. But again, with that technology, as we said, you have that closeness. You have that ability to see each other each day, to connect, to invest. So can you talk about the value of taking time each day, particularly if you are not in the same zip code, essentially, that you can talk about your family, you can talk about what's going on and where you want to go?
I see a lot of drivers wearing their headsets and they can go down the road hands-free, just have their family on the phone, have different people, parents, siblings, friends, some conference calls. I know some drivers that drive at night. Three or four of them will talk every night for hours as they're all driving all over the Southeast. It works really nice to jump in and use that.
One of the things about family relationships that I feel is so important is that we get lost a lot of times in the problems, in the issues, in the tension that is around. But one of the things that I find to be valuable is to make note of the good things that are happening, basically kind of do an evaluation. What's happening that's good and what do we need to work on? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just kind of take an honest look. That can be kind of painful to want to even think about where you need improvement. But we got to just remember that there's not a relationship on this planet that doesn't have room for some improvement. Yeah, definitely. Look where you need improvement, but also remember to take a look at what is working well. That's the other thing that we sometimes just take for granted is the relationships and or the aspects of certain relationships that are going well. All of us have certain things. I know drivers that they may not be able to maybe have real deep conversations with their children, but they're able to play video games with their kids for several hours and sometimes even remotely while they're getting some rest. And that's really cool because what you have with your children may be different than what I have with my children, but we each have some strengths. I'd like to learn too, to be honest. I've never been an over-the-road line haul driver out there day after day. So I'd honestly like to hear from some of our listeners to give us a call and just tell us some of the things that have worked good for them, maybe some of the strengths in their family or some of the areas that they want to work on relationships. If they want to do that, they can just call 877-322-2427 and it's extension 5088. We'd love to hear. We can keep your name anonymous. We'd love to hear if you have a relationship hack, a parenting hack or tip, or a story you want to share, call us at 877-322-2427, extension 5088. And that's in the email also, Greg.
Michael, that's wonderful. And as you've talked about before, we are really trying to build a community here, a community where we're learning from each other. And if folks can share those experiences, particularly as we talk about this topic, because as we've talked about, the world is evolving, the world is changing. So if somebody's already conquered a bump in the road that you're finding, it's nice to know that, hey, I've tried this. It might not work exactly, but you might want to back up and try this.
That's right. We all are so grateful for Google Maps or whatever app we use when there's a big slowdown, a big traffic jam, an accident up ahead of us, and we can maybe go a couple miles out of our way, but save sitting in traffic for half an hour to an hour. Same thing with parenting. Like you say, if somebody has learned a lesson the hard way, we don't necessarily have to learn it the hard way also. You got to learn from each other. Find somebody in your life that you can talk to honestly. It doesn't have to be me. It doesn't have to be you. Maybe it doesn't even have to be a fellow driver. Maybe someone that's not even in your family, but if you could just talk to them honestly. My kids are 28, 25, and 22 years old. So I do talk to some younger guys sometimes, moms and dads. Sometimes they do have some thoughts and run some things by us. And I mean, the world has changed, but kids are still kids. A lot of the principles haven't changed a whole lot.
One of the things that has not changed is the value of communication. The way that we communicate has changed. When I was growing up, it was face-to-face or it was on the phone. These days, you can FaceTime, you can email, you can text, you can TikTok, you can do a whole bunch of different things. Can you talk about the value of communicating and the value of being present for your kids, regardless of what age they are? How important that is, and the importance of realizing that your relationship evolves and it changes throughout time.
Yeah, that is so true. Over the years, it does change. But I love the just what you're saying of whether you're there for them physically or virtually, so to speak, or just by phone. I just wanted to chat about a few things that are kind of cool because they're just things that are easy to overlook. But I heard a driver the other day say, I don't want to just pass on wealth to my children. I want to pass on wisdom. It was just really cool to hear him say that because how many times do you think about just the things in life that, there again, you could spare your children some of the grief that you've had to go through, some of the flat tires, some of the potholes that you've crashed into. Just by sharing it with them. They may or may not take your advice, probably won't act like they're even listening if they're a teenager. That's when it's the hardest, when you talk about those phases of life. This guy has young children. He's wanting to already start kind of investing wisdom. So I just thought that's cool. There are ways that this gets so practical. Like if you show respect to your daughter, then she will expect other males to respect her. That's just a little piece of parenting wisdom right there. The rapper, the hip hop artist, Kanye West. I don't follow a lot of pop culture or news, to be honest, when it comes to Hollywood and all of that stuff. But I did hear an interview with Kanye West because his life has kind of changed and there's just some interesting things happening with him. I don't know where he's at. I haven't heard any news for 6 months or so, but I do know that he was saying he used to sing all kinds of stuff. Some of the lyrics were kind of questionable, kind of X-rated. Some of that stuff. He said, but then he had a daughter and his daughter like started growing up and he started having conversations with her. And she's this like little 7-year-old girl, an 8-year-old girl. And it just kind of changed the way that he thought about her future. And so he's wanting to respect her so that she will know what it's like to be respected by other men. I think that's a practical piece of parenting wisdom. No matter what age your children are, you can show them respect. And that teaches them to show other people respect.
One of the things, and you just illustrated it right there, is that no matter how old we are, our kids are watching. They understand. And they've been watching us from the moment that they gain consciousness. If you think about that, and that's part of the awesome responsibility of being a parent, is that you are responsible for setting an example, whether you like it or not. And we set examples in our best moments, and we set examples in our worst moments too. So those are things that we have to realize.
Oh man, you better believe. I was talking with a lady a little while ago, and she saw her little boy just throw his little cell phone, and her boyfriend were chatting about where did he learn to just kind of get upset at the game and throw his phone like that. Well, the boyfriend had to point out to her that that's exactly what she does when she gets frustrated at the game. So you better believe they are almost watching us more than they're listening to us. So I'll give you an example of something that they're watching. So if you get some time off the road, you're home, return on investment, make the most, invest energy in that time at home, even though you're tired. So when like your child walks into the room, maybe it's after school, or maybe they're coming in from being out with friends. When your child walks into the room, no matter what age they are, when they walk in, look up from your phone, maybe even set your phone down, look at them, say a word, even if they don't want to talk, you just communicated value to them. It's almost even subconscious, but you showed them value by what you did.
And sometimes, Michael, when we look at things, it's not what you say. There are times when not saying anything is the right thing, or just being present. You don't have to say anything, just being present, just being there. I bring all this up because one of the things that can happen if you are away from home a lot, which we know that the majority of our audience here listening to the podcast, they're on the road. This is what they do. So when you come home, the temptation is to make up for lost time, to get everything into a compressed space. Depending on who your kids are, who your family members are, that's either going to work or it doesn't. Typically, if we try to jam things into a schedule or really try to compress a whole bunch of things that aren't going to fit in that time space, you get a bad result. It's quite possible that you go away and you don't have a positive feeling. So the time you spent at home, if it didn't work out the way that you hoped, because you crammed too many things in there, and then you go back out on the road, there's more tension. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's so true. We got to manage our expectations. It does add stress when you try to cram a lot of stuff into a short amount of time. One thing I would suggest before you get home, while you're on the road, you've got some hours to think. Maybe take a moment and just think through the different people that you're going to go home to. Like, what would be meaningful to them? For one person, it may be just quality time. They don't want to run around and get things accomplished or fix things around the house. They just want you to sit with them, not necessarily talk the whole time, but just be there. So quality time. Other people, they're going to want to be active. For them, it'll mean a lot if you can kind of serve them in some way or help them fix something around the house or prepare food for them. That's going to speak a lot to them. For other people, if you bring home a little gift to just show them that you were thinking about them, it can be an expensive gift or not an expensive gift. It shows that you were thinking. That communicates love to certain people. These all overlap a little bit, but you got to keep in mind who you are wanting to have that relationship with. Some people like affectionate touch. Some people want to talk. Some people want to be quiet. A lot of times when they're in their teen years, it's a little more quiet. That's always something to get used to for parents. I would say do some thinking while you're driving down the road. What would be a custom way to show appreciation or spend time with each of the different people that I'm going to be spending time with when I get home?
So Michael, we've talked about the value of communication, whether that's talking or listening. You've just talked about quality time. I know that there's an infinite list of things that we can look at and try as we work to build and maintain our family relationships. But as we look at kind of the short list, and you've been talking about a few things here, what else is on your short list of approaches that we should consider, particularly for those who are in the ES community?
Couple things to think about is just that you may not realize that people are listening to what you say. It has more value than you might imagine. So you and I really can give a boost to our children's self-esteem and self-confidence through our words, through just paying attention to them by listening or however that is. So just something to keep in mind that we can literally boost them in self-esteem and self-confidence by our actions, by our words, by our attitude. Another thought is just to be a role model, pushing through setbacks and disappointments. It's easy to get hopeless and it's easy to kind of get, oh shoot, I'm a failure at this and give up on something. I don't know, you can be a role model for your children of what it's like to succeed against all the odds and push through setbacks and disappointments. So keep that in mind. You don't have to hide all of your struggles, because if your children see you pushing through struggle, they'll realize, oh, duh, I need to push through my own struggle, because life is just going to have some of that. Parents, gosh, don't forget to just teach your children about the practical things. Like if you like to work on cars, if you got a few minutes, take your child with you when you change the oil or when you change the alternator or put a new fuel pump on the old muscle car or whatever you're doing. I mean, they're never really too young. Like my son, when he was growing up, he didn't enjoy work days around the house. But now he thanks me for that because he realizes he knows more than a lot of guys his age, to be honest. And he doesn't know hardly anything because I don't hardly know anything. But man, we know how to fix a few things. And I showed him that when he was young, even like managing strong emotions, Greg. If you hide the fact that you sometimes struggle with anger, with fear, with worry, with frustration, then you're not really showing your children how to get through it. You got to talk to your children that sometimes you just got to have a talk with yourself. Sometimes you just got to pause, take a couple deep breaths and think things through, because blowing up and lashing out at somebody or throwing a temper tantrum only makes the situation worse. These are just ideas that I'll throw out to people. Show your children how to have fun, how to laugh. Laugh at yourself. Don't be so serious and uptight. I had a friend used to tell me, hey, relax, relax. He was from Italy. He was Italian. He said, relax, Michael, relax. And he tried to tell me a joke. It was a struggle because his jokes weren't always that funny. But anyway, we made it. So those are a few ideas of things I would just throw out.
And a few of the things that I'm hearing you say I'd like to react to. Celebrate the successes that your family has. Celebrate the moments. It could be a graduation. It could be an award that they've gotten. Take the time to include your kids into your activities whenever possible. Yes, you're going to have your time, and that's important. Particularly when you're on the road, you just want to have time that you can just sit for a little bit. But at the same time, these are precious moments. And to take somebody down to the junkyard, for instance, or to go antiquing, or this, if you get home and you've been running for 6 straight days and you just need to shut down a little bit and you got a 7-year-old kid and says, Dad, I want to throw the ball with you. Just think about what that's going to mean to that little boy to spend that amount of time. You can get a little bit of rest later, the joy of spending that time with kids, and everything you do when they're little plays into how they are when they're adolescents. Adolescence is the toughest time because they're trying to find their identity. They're on their way to becoming an adult, and it's a struggle. It's a struggle for them. It's a struggle for you. So whatever you can do whenever they're younger, and even if you're just dog tired, go out and throw the ball with them a little bit. Find the moments and let the moments find you.
Yeah, that's good. That's a great reminder. Even when you're tired, make an effort. You're sounding a little bit like a grandpa.
I'm not there yet. I'm a very experienced dad, I'll tell you that much.
There you go. I'm the same way, just an experienced dad, not a grandpa yet. But I tell you, everybody I'm talking to says grandparenting is a whole new level. It's just better than being a parent.
Well, yeah, because you get to crank them up and then hand them off to the parents and say, here you go.
You mentioned graduations, by the way, when you were talking there. Tomorrow, we are heading out for my son's graduation up in Champaign, Urbana. He's not going to get to spend much time with us throughout the weekend. To be honest, he's got school activities and activities with friends. So here we're driving 6.5 hours, whatever, and we're not even going to get much time with him. It's kind of like, well, bummer, but this is what dads do. But anyway, talk about kind of making an investment in relationships. I realized that I was acting like the trip was kind of a total loss because we weren't going to get a lot of time with my son. But then my wife managed to communicate to me. Finally got the memo. It took about a week for me to penetrate my skull. But she's like, well, is the trip a total loss? We're going to be together, me and you as husband and wife. Does that count for anything?
Oops.
I stepped in it. So just today I realized, and doing this podcast, of course, helped. I was like, man, I need to invest in some time with my wife. I mean, even last night I started looking at, okay, so there's a planetarium in Champaign. We could visit that, or just putting some effort into the relationship.
Well, the other thing is too, you got to do your best to be there, to be present in the big moments. And I realize as we talk to folks in the ES community, you guys are out on the road and sometimes those big moments, it's hard to get back for them. Sometimes we miss them. But when you can be there, and in your example, you're going to drive 6-8 hours to be there, to be present. You may only spend an hour or 30 minutes with your kid the entire time. But he knows you were there. You know where you were there. There are pictures, there are memories. You're not going to trade those couple days for anything. Drivers understand how to use time. That's how this business works. It's all based on time. How much time you have in a day? You got 14 hours to be on duty. You got 11 hours to drive. Our off time, the time that we're not working, the time that we're not focused on trucking, we have the opportunity to build and maintain and strengthen our family. Those are opportunities that present themselves every day. We just have to work at it.
Right on.
So, Michael, we've touched on a lot of aspects of building relationships, maintaining relationships within the family. As we wrap up this edition of the You Don't Have to Stand Alone podcast, final thoughts.
Yeah, I'm hoping that people will contact us on our listener comment line and just leave a story, leave a parenting hack, leave a tip, doesn't matter what age, ideas you want to share with others, give us a call. And I guess the other thoughts I have are this, to be honest, just to be really real, there are people that their family relationships are damaged. Sometimes we think they're damaged beyond control. I mean, I went a couple of years without talking to my own father. I went a couple of years without talking to one of my sisters. Family gets complicated. Family gets hard. So I want to just throw out that idea of forgiveness. And if you want to talk more about that, give me a call, because it's like to keep taking in like resentment or frustration, that unforgiveness in a relationship, it's honestly kind of like sipping on poison and thinking that it's not going to damage your health, because it's like a physiological fact these days that like resentment, bitterness, and these things, they literally damage our health, not just our happiness and our productivity. So it's a deep concept. I'm not going to judge you, but if anybody wants to talk about the concept of just kind of dealing with the past so you can start a good new beginning in family relationships, and I know it can go slow, but if you want to talk about forgiveness, I'm here, because it's like being unforgiving is like sipping on poison and expecting it to hurt the other person, the person that you're angry at. but you're actually just hurting yourself. So want to talk more about that? That'd be great. And remember, it's never too late to invest in your children. Doesn't matter what age they are. There's always a return on investment. It's going to be there. They may not notice right away, but just don't give up. It is not too late. It's not over yet. If you're still breathing, you got a chance to keep working on this. So if anybody wants to be in touch with me, they can call 877-322-2427 and extension 5088. And Greg, if they want to contact us, we'd love to hear from them. And if somebody's got a good story, we'll chat with them. They want to email it to us. It's mkanai@chaplain.org. This is also the number if you want to have a chance to talk together, have a care session. You can call me or email me at these same numbers.
Michael, that's great. And I really do hope that people reach out to you, share stories, love to share them through the podcast, love to hear what folks are talking to you about. Again, not sharing any names, just talking about sharing experiences. We're all going to get better from that. And I love what you're talking about here about forgiveness, because we didn't even talk about damaged relationships. That could be an entirely other podcast. But I love that we're closing on that, because we've only got a certain amount of time in a day. We've only got a certain amount of time in a lifetime. And you got to make the most of it. It's better to be positive than it is to be negative. And it's always fun, always better to see the light.
There you go, man. This is about better happiness and productivity. There are a lot of benefits. So really, people can call for two different things. And I want to be clear on this. It's just you can call to give us a comment, share something about family relationships. That can be humorous. That can be whatever. Then there's that other aspect. If you want to talk about something personal, maybe something about damaged family relationships and kind of healing the past and forgiveness and issues like that, that, of course, would be very private and confidential. And I wouldn't share that with anyone unless you want your story. Share that with your friends. That's your opportunity to do that. But all that stuff, again, stays private with me, like you said. So I wanted to make that clear again. Thank you, Greg.
Michael, look forward to talking to you down the road. And folks, we want you to stay safe, well, and healthy out there.
Right on.